Month 12 Investable ETR Briefing that covers the trading period from the 1st of December to the 31st of December 2025. Hopefully you'll find it interesting as we look closer at what's happening within the Credit Group. Firstly, George will show you some of the work that goes on at our deal desk and some of the potential projects him and the team are looking at. Next, Neil will be discussing trade finance transactions during the month of December and will give a refresh on the core principles Credit was built on. We will also be looking at segments on our monthly reports and updates on the European and global economies. Then we'll look at the briefing itself and some of the key information from it with some updates on credit. So for our first topic, I'll hand you over to George, who's a member of our deal desk. Sorry, George, you're on mute. If you could...
Apologies for that. There was an issue with my microphone. Thank you, Maria. The deal desk is absolutely buzzing with excitement for 2026, with various initiatives already in motion to make this coming year a successful one. Everyone is putting in their best efforts, working diligently towards our goals. Here's to a fantastic year ahead for all of us. So we are currently in discussions with an Irish registered export trading company, established in 2017, operating from a regional location in the west of Ireland. The business is owner-managed and functions as a specialised livestock export trader with a primary focus on the procurement and export of cattle to international markets. The company operates as a trading intermediary rather than a producer, sourcing cattle from domestic suppliers and coordinating onwards sales to overseas buyers. Its initiatives, its activities encompass supplier engagement, contract management, veterinary and regulatory compliance, transport logistics, and international settlement. The client employs a transaction-driven, low fixed-cost business model, structured largely on back-to-back trade flows. Cattle are generally sourced against confirmed export orders, thereby limiting exposure to price volatility and inventory holding risk. The operational capabilities of this company include procurement of cattle through established domestic supply relationships, coordination of veterinary inspections, health certification and regulatory approvals, management of livestock transport to ports and onwards shipment, execution of export documentation and trade settlement. The company has demonstrated familiarity with the regulatory and logistical requirements associated with live animal exports, including adherence to animal welfare standards, cross-border health protocols, and customs procedures. The current deal that we're discussing with them involves buying cattle from various locations in Ireland to then be sold to a single buyer in Algeria. Another prospective client is a maritime services and shipping agency company with a corporate presence in the Netherlands and Turkey and operational links into Belgium. The business provides a suite of services focused on marine shipping support, vessel agency, survey operations and shipbroking, positioning itself as a facilitator of international maritime logistics. Registered in Netherlands, the company maintains an office in Rotterdam, one of Europe's, if not the world's, foremost global shipping hubs, while also leveraging international locations to support its service delivery. The company operates a diversified maritime services model that includes shipping agency services providing 24/7 operational support for vessel owners and charterers, including documentation handling, port procedures and cargo coordination, marine survey services offering inspection and assessment capabilities critical to risk management and regulatory compliance in maritime operations, shipbroking and chartering, arranging vessel charters and handling contractual logistics for customers seeking shipping capacity across various tonnages and transit needs. The transactional model is supported by specialist personnel who coordinate logistics, documentation, and client engagements across multiple jurisdictions. The company's operational architecture appears oriented around service, delivery, and intermediary execution rather than capital intensive asset ownership. Operating from Rotterdam, a primary gateway for maritime trade in Europe, the client is strategically placed to serve both inbound and outbound vessel traffic. Rotterdam's infrastructure and concentration of maritime industries provide context for the client's service demand and competitive landscape. The company also functions as a conduit across 19 different countries, indicating geographic reach beyond its legal domiciles. Through specific revenue or client concentration data that is not publicly available. The current deal that we're discussing with them involves the purchase of a general cargo ship that will be operating the spot market within Northern Europe, the Mediterranean, and Baltic waters. Back to the discussion around cattle. Live cattle make up the largest share of Ireland's live animal exports, both in terms of numbers and value. In 2024, for instance, cattle accounted for around 75% of the total live export value, with approximately 360,000 head exported, contributing significantly to overall livestock trading revenues. The live animal export trade was estimated to be worth around 480 million euros in 2025, with cattle representing around 80% of that value. Thank you, everyone, for being with us today. Your presence and engagement is, in our conversations, are highly valued and appreciated. Now, without further ado, I'll gladly pass you over to Neil.
Thanks for that, George. Always good to hear about what's going on with Deal Desk. Good afternoon, everyone. This month, we'll focus on an existing originator, an Irish company that has significantly expanded their presence and their business in Ireland through the use of credit services. They joined the exchange in 2018 and have since traded a total of 18.2 million euro via their ETR facility. Our client is a leading electrical contractor delivering a broad range of services across residential, commercial and industrial sectors. They've expanded their operations not only across Ireland and the UK, but also into mainland Europe. The Trade Desk has received highly positive feedback from the client, who has credited credit support and working capital solutions as key enablers in securing international contracts and growing their business. Since joining the exchange, our relationship with this originator has consistently strengthened. To briefly revisit the debtor ETR model, this involves credit purchasing debtor invoices at a discounted rate, thereby unlocking immediate working capital for the originator. Typically, credit pays 80% of the invoice's face value as the purchase payment price, with the remaining 20% less cost of funds held as a reserve. These funds can be used for day-to-day operations or to pursue new business opportunities such as tendering for complex high-value projects. When an invoice or exchange trade receivable is sold on the credit trading platform, funds are released to the client the same day. Assuming the debtor settles the invoice after 60 days, the reserve is then released, less cost of funds, subject to our reserve and overdue policies. Credit earns a modest profit based on the duration of the receivable, which is used to settle investor returns and intermediary commissions. While the construction sector does carry some perceived risk, our risk management team takes a proactive approach to protecting investor funds. In higher risk scenarios, we may reduce the standard purchase payment price from 80% to 70%, thereby increasing the reserve held to mitigate any potential defaults. Additionally, in case involving long-term contracts, credit often halts funding at the penultimate invoice to account for industry-specific practices, such as final invoice chargebacks. Progress reports and billing schedules are reviewed regularly to ensure alignment with contractual obligations and project milestones. One standout example of this originator's success is their trading relationship with CBRE, their largest debtor. Initially, modest trade volumes with CBRE have grown steadily and have now reached 8.3 million euro since their approval on the exchange. This growth is largely attributed to the originator's ability to win high-value contracts for CBRE-led data center projects in Dublin, Paris, Brussels, and Amsterdam. Despite some minor occurrence of credit notes and deductions, which account for less than 5% of the total trading value, the 30% reserve has proven sufficient to cover these discrepancies. To date, CBRE has remitted a total of 7.9 million euro, affirming their status as a dependable payer. According to CBRE's Global Data Center Trends 2026 report and outlook, demand for data centers continues to rise worldwide, spurred by the growth of AI, streaming, gaming, autonomous vehicles, and high-performance computing. CBRE identifies data centers as essential digital infrastructure expected to remain resilient in volatile markets and continue attracting strong investor interest. The top five European markets for data centers, Frankfurt, London, Amsterdam, Dublin, and Paris, are a focal point for this trend. Our client currently maintains an active presence in three of these markets. Credit remains firmly committed to its foundational mission, which is supporting and funding Irish enterprises. We take pride in helping our clients grow, win new business, and expand internationally, all powered by the strength and stability of credit as investor funds. Hope you found this presentation informative. I'll now pass you back to Maria, who's going to discuss key global factors along with credit's recent trading figures. Thank you.
Thanks, Neil. As always, it's interesting to hear about the originator companies on the exchange and the various trades we're working on. So as we've stated before, Credit will always try to stay informed on what's happening in the world when looking for any new business. Trades that are meaningful to us and have an impact in today's current affairs will always be available, as they are what the world and the market is focusing on. Now, moving to the Baltic Index, we saw that December started off at 2,558. The index increased at the beginning of the month, reaching 2,846 at its highest, before sharply decreasing to end December at a figure of 1,887. The Baltic Index was recorded at 1,999 as of today. As mentioned in other briefings, we promise to continuously keep an eye on the global economy and factor in geopolitical issues that can cause ongoing effects to the market. So moving to global news. Eurozone business activity continued to grow at a modest rate in January, according to flash PMI data. The HCOB, Eurozone PMI compiled by S&P Global, remained unchanged at 51.5 in January, slightly below expectations. Within the Eurozone, growth accelerated in Germany to a three-month high, fueled by a faster service sector expansion and a marginal return to growth for manufacturing. In contrast, output fell in France for the first time in 3 months. The rest of the region as a whole saw output rise, but at the weakest pace since September 2025. Eurozone inflation fell to 1.9% in December, according to new figures from Eurostat. It marked the first time since May that inflation has come in below the European Central Bank's 2% target. This reinforces expectations that interest rates will remain steady. Looking at the UK, UK businesses are starting 2026 with the fastest output growth since April 2024. The composite PMI output index rose to 53.9 and is broadly consistent with GDP growing at a near 0.4% quarterly rate in January. The revival of business optimism and return in order books failed to generate more jobs, however, with employment falling sharply again this month in the UK. The steepest loss of jobs was reported in the hospitality sector, such as hotels and restaurants, though a net rise in jobs was reported in tech and finance service firms. Inflation in the UK rose for the first time in 5 months to 3.4% in December, pushed up by higher airfares and tobacco prices. The bigger-than-forecast increase in consumer price index suggests the Bank of England will likely keep interest rates steady at 3.75% when it next meets in February. Moving to the US, we see that consumer confidence in the United States declined sharply in January, hitting its lowest level since 2014 as Americans grow increasingly concerned about their financial prospects. The Conference Board said on Tuesday that its consumer confidence index decreased to 84.5 in January, falling below even the lowest readings during the COVID-19 pandemic. Respondents' references to inflation, including gas and grocery prices, remained elevated. Mentions of tariffs and trade politics, and the labor market also rose in January, as did comments about health insurance and war. The most recent data also showed the U.S. unemployment rate fell to 4.4% in December despite weak job growth, and economists expect inflation to rise to 3%, well above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. With consumer spending remaining strong and fiscal policy likely boosting growth in the first months of the year, the Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady when it meets on Wednesday. Moving to the last section, I will discuss the briefing itself. You will see the figures in the first section showing the active RSA of 72.44 million euro with 71.5 million euro fully allocated. If we look to the right-hand side of the briefing, we can see that the credit index is 71, with the trading figure for the month recorded at 10.39 million euro with all available ETR in the market fully utilized. Credit control collections this month amounted to 7.55 million euro, with the exchange's performance once again continuing to jump ahead of all prior years. Our list of top 10 largest holdings and top 10 rated once again contain regular appearances from Tarmac Trading, Simpro UK, Atradius, and Geogas Trading. At the top of the list, similar to last month's briefing, is construction debtor Tarmac Trading. The HSE is also back near the top, with Cork City Council, EKFB, and CBRE moving higher, making another appearance. Our donut graphs show the wide variation of our investments, with largest sections again in wholesale and retail, hospitality, construction, and health and community. These different sectors have familiar debtors on our top 10 largest holdings, with regular as well as reoccurring ones, as well as new debtors being added monthly. The performance in wholesale and retail was the highest this month, with Atradius representing the sector. Hospitality was our second largest in performance this month, followed by construction in our largest holdings for December. These donut graphs continue to show the strong levels of diversification employed throughout credit. If we continue to look at the performance sector, we see that for month 12 of 2025, trading totaled 10.39 million euro, which is circa 3.21% higher than the 10.07 million euro recorded in month 12 of 2024. Volumes decreased for this month as the value to volume ratio increased again, in line with higher value and quality traded ETRs. Investor redemptions decreased to 1.06 million euro with the credit index at 71 for December. Finally, the construction sector registered the largest trade this month at 1.64 million euro. Our trend section shows the interest rate for the month running outside of the current demand, fixed and term rates. We can see from the briefing that the interest rate started at 2.036%. The rate fluctuated in the beginning of month 12 before increasing to 2.051% in the second week. The rate dipped in the middle of month 12, reaching a low of 2.035%. It increased again in the latter half of the month, to end December at 2.051%, with potential for January's rates to ease and remain steady. As you all know from previous months, our investable rates on offer for the three products currently stand at demand at 3.00%, fixed at 3.75% for 12 months, and term at 12% at the end of 36 months. This section shows that demand for investable is starting to level off and show consistency. And as before, the briefing document ends with the RSA figure of 72.44 million euro. And that concludes this month's briefing for December 2025.